How many years have you served on the council, and why are you looking for another term?
I've been on the council for three full terms. This would be my fourth, so I've been on the council 12 years as of next year. Why do I want to be on the council? I get great satisfaction out of trying to do something positive for the city. I had a 34-year-old career in public service and law enforcement in California, moved back here and made Keokuk my hometown. And so you take care of your adopted town. And it has a lot of potential, beautiful setting. But like any city, we've got a lot of things that need to get done. And we've made a lot of positive strides. I'm really proud of those. And I think we can do more. I'd just like to continue to serve the city.
What's maybe a vote that you've cast that you've been really proud of that you can say, boy, you know what, I'm glad that I was part of that?
Man, there's been several, but lately I think sticking our neck out and getting this riverfront barge. I was on the Keokuk Vision Plan committee that started finding out what people think would be the best things that we could do for the city, and all of them identified the riverfront as our most positive asset. We've tried to do some things down on the riverfront. The pavilion is a great thing. We've got the Verity, of course, and the renovation of the depot. But this barge came along, and we had a chance to get something that has some real potential. And we don't know where that's going to go, but I'm positive that that's going to be a real asset to this city.
What would you like to see? I mean, in your eyes, what would you like to see with that facility?
With the barge, I think ideally, if we could get SCC to come in and open a culinary arts program, they're into getting kids into industry and getting them ready-made jobs. They've got a truck driving school. They've expanded the campus down here into industrial arts. Kids can go to school, be a mechanic, be a welder, you name it. A lot of them would like to go be a chef, run a restaurant. And I've talked to some of the restaurateurs around town, and they said one of their real needs is to have qualified people they can depend on. And if we could, it's got everything for a restaurant, fine restaurant, and for a fast food or more of a dining kind of thing, a dinette kind of thing, all the way down to the completely equipped kitchens, silverware and plates. And if we could utilize that as a school, they could open it perhaps a few days a week for lunches. But more importantly, we have a lot of space down there. I think it's 30,000 square feet. I think that that could be a perfect convention center. There are some cities in Keokuk, I mean, some cities in Iowa that are spending up to $500,000 to build convention centers, community centers, and there's nothing really like that between Burlington and Quincy. I think the nearest to that would be the Quincy Coke Center, and I think that we're ideally suited for that tourism, but also for the small conventions. People could come sit on the river, I mean, enjoy the natural beauty and have a convention there. And if we had that culinary arts attached to it, that would just be bonus because they could provide the banquets and stuff like that. So even if we couldn't get that component right now, I think a convention center would be ideal. I'd like to see something that we could probably generate a little more revenue, but it's very, very difficult to be a destination on the riverfront to have people come down and spend money. So, in fact, I think we're going to create an advisory committee for the barge and let them come up with some ideas, create a commission, and let's just take it from there. We've done a few other things in the city that are like this. Amjet, for example, we've invested into that, and we don't know where that's going to come back, but it certainly looks like it's made great potential for economic development, and they promised that they were going to bring the jobs back to Keokuk, and we just have to do more of that. We have to get more jobs in town, more economic development, and make Keokuk a better place to live.
Mike, what are some of the traits and qualities, characteristics that you bring to the council?
Well, I'm committed and I'm honest. And if I tell you I'll do something, I'll follow through and do it to the best of my ability. I'm not going to go out and tell everybody that I'll pave your streets, but I'll do my best to get them done. And that's part of the problem is I think I bring a level head and common sense to a very difficult problem, which is running the city. It's really a balancing act between how much money you got coming in and where do you allocate that money. I certainly would like to see more go to streets, but on the other hand, we're under a federal mandate to put a lot of money into our sewer separation project. I don't know how many people really realize what kind of a situation we're under. Over the next 15, hopefully more years, we could be required to spend up to $70,000 per person, every man, woman, and child in Keokuk for this sewer separation. That takes a heck of a lot of money out of the city government that we could put into infrastructure, other infrastructure issues like streets, parks, other amenities. I'm proud of being able to build an aquatic center. I'm proud of the Rand Park Pavilion. There's a lot of things that we've done. Most recently, the permeable pavers. We've got a parking lot, but we've paved most of Rand Park. And people, I think, appreciate those efforts, and we want to continue.
What do you think right now is the biggest challenge facing Keokuk, and how would you address it on the city council?
Well, the biggest challenge is, of course, the sewer separation. It's taking the money that we could put other places and tells us this is what you got to do. It's not something that we can do. The federal government's come down and said this is what you have to do. And so basically, we just have to tighten our belt and prioritize our spending, be fiscally responsible and good stewards of the city, of the residents of Keokuk's money, and try to get the best bang for our buck everywhere we do. That's probably the best, the biggest challenge. But then on the other hand, you can't run the city with limited resources indefinitely. So we have to reach out to bring more industry in, to bring more residents in, to increase our tax base. We're trying to beautify the city by getting rid of dilapidated housing. And we've got people that are pushing for renewing neighborhoods and doing some infill. And we're doing that as a city. We're with Southeast Iowa Regional Planning. We've got a project going on Orleans Street to renovate a complete home. And hopefully those kinds of things will work their way through the neighborhoods and increase the neighborhoods.
It sounds like then that this is something I was going to ask about, putting more money into dealing with vacant buildings, dilapidated properties, these types of rehabilitation. That sounds like something that this is something you would continue to push if you were on the council.
Oh, without a doubt. Quality of life issues are right up. They're a priority with economic development, but you can't get money, people to move into town if you got slums and blight. People don't want to live in it. They want to live in a decent town. Keokuk has such natural beauty that to let blight take over neighborhoods, it has to be addressed. It's a two-pronged thing. You build up the image of the city and the quality of life, and you get people to come and live here and invest. And the more people that come and invest, the more money you have to give them more amenities, like better streets, better parks, doing more for the people.
One of the things when it comes to city government is the city is shifting away from the full-time mayor to the more part-time, even quarter-time mayor, having that full-time city administrator. Do you support that form of government? Is this the right approach, do you feel, for Keokuk?
You asked me a while back what I was proudest of voting for, and I mentioned economic development. I take that back. I think the one that I'm most proud about is my vote to hire a full-time professional city administrator. I pushed for it for years. We got one, and unfortunately, several things happened, and it didn't work out, and people were very soured on the idea of a professional administrator. It took us several years to get around to it, and we hired Aaron Burnett. I don't know if you've noticed, but he was just named City Administrator of the Year by his colleagues. And I've often said if we spend the money to hire a city administrator, he will pay for himself. I believe it was in the first month or so that he came in and restructured our finances, and we got something like $88,000. So he nearly paid for his entire salary. He just secured us a $1.1 million grant to renovate the property that the city took over from Roquette, their old office building. That could have been a real white elephant, but we already have an industrial industry investing in that. The Trident Technologies are already using some of the laboratories, and if we put some more money into that place, who knows who would come to Keokuk to make further investment. We've maintained an airport. We have one of the top quality airports in the state because we've gotten grant money and we put it into maintaining the quality of the technology to keep it updated. That it's one of the best airports in the state. That should open the doors to people that want to come, industries that want to come in. We thought there's space out there for pharmaceuticals that they could connect with Roquette or ADM for some of their byproducts. There's space for warehousing. There's all kinds of potential. I think we're at kind of a situation that Keokuk was many years ago when some of the city fathers stepped up and said, we're going to go buy this piece of land on the outside of town and build Kindustry Park. And it's kind of like, build it and they will come. Well, yes, we did. We built it. And they came. Now, if we hadn't, or if our civic leaders back then hadn't have stepped out and taken that leap of faith, we would be sitting here in much worse shape than we are now. But I don't want to sound like I'm bemoaning all of Keokuk. We got any industries come back. We got steel castings that's reopened and are hiring people back. We've got Hennigus that's still going. We've got Cardella. Cardella, for criminy sakes, that's a great opportunity where people that want to make more money than fast food, but they got laid off from their factory job, Cardella's going to add 70 new jobs. That's fantastic. That means 70 more people that can stay in Keokuk, stay close to their families, support themselves. We've got two health facilities that are opening, a dental one and another $7 or $8 million investment in facilities and in personnel. So the health sector is a great one. So we're making strides. We're doing things. We're making Keokuk a better place to live, and we're bringing money and economic development in. Don't want to harp on the bad things, but we have to put money out because the feds say we have to, but we're trying to make Keokuk a better place.
We've covered a number of topics and a number of issues. Anything else that you'd like to add, anything we haven't touched on yet?
Well, I have some personal agenda items that I've brought forth quite a few times, and they haven't been moved forward, and probably it's to do with money and the ability of the city to do things, but I try to think of things that could really enhance the quality of life and wouldn't cost a whole lot. For example, I think that we have a trail plan on our comprehensive city plan to build trails around Keokuk. Well, we haven't done that, and I believe that we could get a start on that. With very little trouble, if nothing more than Bluff Park down to Riverview Park. There's the old road that's been vacated, and it's grown overgrown. If we could just clear that out, it would be a place that people could walk, perhaps look at the river. But it really needs to go on around town all the way around to Rand Park and out to the River Road. I'd like to see us build a bicycle hiking path from downtown out to Joyce Park. Kids that are playing baseball shouldn't have to walk or ride out on the highway to get out to the Little League Park, to get out to the baseball park at Joyce Park. Joyce Park, hey, we just made a deal with the the Saddle Club, to come in and build a, what they call, state-of-the-art equine facility in back in the corner of Joyce Park, and they're going to open up a road back to there, and it just happens that as that road's going back to the to their arena, there's space for two full soccer fields. I'd love to see us put in a couple of soccer fields. Kids are getting more and more involved in soccer. I think that'd be a great move.